I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado lawmakers are once again debating whether to end the state's death penalty. Scott Franz has more.
About 60 people signed up to weigh in on the bill at its first committee hearing on Monday. Opponents, like Denver District Attorney Beth McCann, say it's costly, wrong, and ineffective.
The Aurora Theater shooting was not deterred by the possibility of a death sentence, nor were the heinous killers in the Pharaoh's Bar in Denver.
But George Brockler, the district attorney for counties that neighbor Denver, says capital punishment should stay on the books. He also thinks it's not a decision for lawmakers.
Let's send this to the people who want to weigh in on the morality of the state. Let's send it to the state. Let their voters weigh in on it.
Lawmakers rejected a similar effort to repeal the death penalty last year, but the latest version has more bipartisan support. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Colorado's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dipped to 2.5% in December. That's the lowest level in at least 44 years. An unemployment rate of 2.6% in October and November tied the previous record low rate in early 2017. Yuma and Kiowa counties had the nation's lowest seasonally unadjusted unemployment rate in December at 1.1%. Economists say low unemployment is better than high unemployment, but it can make it hard for employers to find workers. Estimates from September show Colorado had about 150,000 openings that month, but only 85,000 people unemployed and seeking work. KRCC News.